Welcome to The Trending Show, brought to you by Cobra Electronics. And now your host, Mike Quackenbush.
Welcome, Trendies. It's your old pal, Mike Quackenbush, here to once again run down the week's top trending search terms, as culled from Google Trends. Such a service is delivered to you courtesy of Cobra Electronics, our show sponsors now for 3 years straight. We should give them some kind of award for that. Ah, here it is, our 2015 invoice. Let's take a look at what trended over the weekend, and I will run down these stories from smallest trend to largest for you. Miss USA, Nia Sanchez, was trending. She is one of approximately 90 beauty pageant winners who wish for their beauty to encompass not just their homeland, but the known universe. But the title of Miss Universe comes with all the understood risks in 2015. Most beauty queens are assassinated immediately after being crowned. Well, at least the ones that live in scary countries. Nia Sanchez has less to fear, given she is from the U.S. of A., as opposed to Colombia, Honduras, or Venezuela, where beauty queen killings were all the rage last year. But she must face unending criticism on Twitter. Miss USA was asked what she would say to terrorists if given 30 seconds, and she replied that her job as Miss USA is to spread a message of hope and love and peace. Nia Sanchez continues to earn high marks in categories like tanness and perkiness, though social media polls indicate a lack of confidence in the beauty queen's counterterrorism platform. 50,000 people searched up NOAA, which stands for National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. That's the new branch of the federal government that will administrate, tax, and support Americans living in the ocean or in the atmosphere. NOAA teamed up with NASA and the U.S. Air Force to launch Discover, a really expensive gizmo that will orbit between the Earth and the Sun to make sure they don't get too close to each other. The Discover spacecraft, so expensive that it needed three organizations to fund its construction and launch, will alert the one guy that keeps refreshing his screen in Houston when the sun gets too close by melting. Ariel Winter was trending as well, but this is a fine time to explain the HollywoodLife.com rule. Because so many internet trends are driven by pubescent girls, it should come as no surprise that an almost daily occurrence is a story trends because it is posted on a website aimed at, staffed by, and maintained by other pubescent girls. A story about Ariel Winter's cleavage emanated from HollywoodLife.com, and my disdain for this website and the fact that my bosses here at The Trending Show stopped listening right after Natalie Morris departed allows me to simply skip their stories altogether. HollywoodLife.com rule! The WWE was searched up 500,000 times, and that's to say nothing of related trending terms like World Wrestling Entertainment, Royal Rumble, Roman Reigns, canceled WWE Network, and at least a dozen other WWE variants. Sunday night, the WWE delivered the Royal Rumble, its second largest annual event following WrestleMania. I've been in professional wrestling for about 21 years now, Trendies, and I was a fan for quite a few years prior to that. Not all pro wrestling fans are the same, but the fans of the WWE, our industry leader, they are a particularly fickle and particularly loud bunch. The Royal Rumble was won this year by Roman Reigns, who is not a particular favorite of said fans, and this launched a massive online backlash against World Wrestling Entertainment that started Sunday and continued to trend through Monday night, a true rarity. The top worldwide trend on Twitter in this period was hashtag #CancelWWENetwork, designed to encourage fans that were disenchanted with the direction of the WWE at Royal Rumble to cancel their subscriptions to their video service, which is the economic backbone of the company. So successful was this Twitter campaign that the following day, the WWE announced they had crossed the 1 million user mark. To clarify, in spite of all this negative talk online, subscriptions to the WWE Network went up to a record high. No single search term trended higher than Miss Universe 2015 over the weekend. More than 1 million people wanted to know which gorgeous lady would be next to turn up the victim of a grisly crime, and the dubious distinction went to Miss Columbia, Paulina Vega. I couldn't make this up if I tried. Miss Columbia? What chance does she have? You know, the Miss Universe pageant is owned by Donald Trump. Can't you give these poor beauty queens safe haven at least until next year's pageant, Trump? Ah, that tiara is a death sentence, ladies. I'd like to quickly thank Cobra Electronics for sponsoring the show. See, I told you that'd be quick. On Monday, Ellen DeGeneres trended at about triple the level of Joe Biden. Joe Biden, I have learned, is the Vice President of the United States. Lots of other people learned this on Monday as well, as he was a guest on the Ellen DeGeneres show. His appearance confirmed that not only do people know how to properly type DeGeneres into the Google search engine, but they will do it 3 times as often as they do the name of the Vice President. It also confirmed that being the heir to the throne of the planet's most awesome country means doing intense diplomatic work like giving Ellen DeGeneres a White House bathrobe for her birthday. You are the Vanna White to Barack Obama's Pat Sajak. Tom DeLonge trended as well, during what proved to be a trying day for him and for fans of the band Blink 182. DeLonge was the frontman for Blink 182 until this week, when, he discovered, the other members had ousted him from the band. And though he did not quit, the other members of Blink 182 made it clear they are moving on without him, prompting DeLonge to spill his guts in an overly long post to Facebook expressing his distress over the situation. This was also a hard day for fans of Blink 182, at least as hard, if not more so, than trying to defend the band's glossy garbage output for the last 20 years. What was the name of that one song of theirs? Exactly. Trendies, I hope to see you February 8th in Norristown, PA, for our celebration of National Pro Wrestling Day. This year, we're raising money for the SAVA Foundation to fight preventable blindness in disadvantaged parts of the world. And if you can't join us in person, your donations would certainly go a long way toward helping Chikara reach its fundraising goal. For more information on National Pro Wrestling Day, an event which is free to attend, visit chikarapro.com. And in the meanwhile, Clayton Morris and I are most likely going to team up and make you another Grizzly Bear Egg Cafe, at least before I record another trending show for you. And if you're bored, make sure to visit Cobra Electronics. They're online at cobra.com. Right now, they've got big savings on all their Airwave devices. The Airwave Box, the Airwave Mini, the Airwave 360, and the Airwave Classic. They've all been discounted in 2015, and you can save some bucks if you buy them right now over at cobra.com. Adios, amigos.